Exclusive, watch, Democrats spread doubt on vaccines when politically expedient. By Wendell Hasebo on August 3, 2021. The Republican National Committee's War Room released a video exclusively to Breitbart News on Tuesday that shows Democrats spreading doubt on vaccines when politically expedient. The video begins with Governor Andrew Cuomo, DNY, suggesting the American public will be skeptical about taking the vaccine. And they should be, he said, as just New York City on Tuesday mandated vaccine passports for patrons of restaurants and gyms. The video next clip shows Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, suggesting Americans should not take former President Donald Trump at his word about taking a vaccine that might cause harm to us. "Well, I think that's going to be an issue for all of us," then Vice Presidential candidate Kamala Harris says. "Who's going to take the shot?" Then Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden asks. "Who's going to take the shot?" He reiterates. "Is the vaccine safe?" Cuomo asks. "Frankly, I'm not going to trust the federal government's opinion. And I wouldn't recommend to New Yorkers based on the federal government's opinion. We cannot take for granted this process will be free of influence," Senator Patty Murray, DWE, says. "I don't trust the president," Cuomo asserts in the next clip. "And I don't trust the FDA, Food and Drug Administration. You're going to say to the American people now, here's a vaccine. It was new. It was done quickly. But trust this federal administration." The Democrats spreading doubt on the vaccine came before President Joe Biden's inauguration. Now in August, Democrats are reinstating mask mandates to shame those who remain unvaccinated into getting the shot. For instance, Biden told churchgoers April 1 they were being ungodly if they did not receive a vaccine. "I think this is the godly thing to do. Protect your brother and sister," he stated. "That's what this is about. It's about protecting people." On July 2, Biden suggested black Tuskegee Airmen were almost like guinea pigs when answering a question about vaccine hesitancy in the black community. "You know, you go back just to, even World War II, African Americans were used as experimental. They were almost like guinea pigs in terms of, they were. Anyway, it, and your mom and dad remember that and your grandparents remember that." Biden said June 24 it was hard to get all Hispanics in America vaccinated for the coronavirus due to their fear of getting deported. "It's awful hard to get Latinx vaccinated as well," Biden claimed. "Why? They're worried that they'll be vaccinated and deported." Vice President Kamala Harris warned Americans July 19 that if they refused to get vaccinated, they would cause continued mask mandates. "No one likes wearing masks. People need to get vaccinated. That's the only way we're going to cut this off," she explained. "Nobody likes wearing a mask." When the White House was questioned June 27 as to why vaccinated individuals must wear face coverings, Press Secretary Jen Psaki stated the recommendations were due to the transmissibility of the virus. "Because the public health leaders in our administration have made the determination, based on data, that that is a way to make sure they're protected, their loved ones are protected," she claimed. "That's an extra step given the transmissibility of the virus." Just on Monday, Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards, D., mandated Monday indoor masking, while San Francisco's Mayor London Breed, D., will require masking for vaccinated and unvaccinated individuals with the city's average 7-day death rate at 0.14, according to Google's coronavirus tracker on August 1.